Welcome to Write Angels and Polo Bears, a podcast about editing words in all sorts of contexts. I'm Adrienne Montgomery, Sci Editor. On this podcast, I revisit a post from copyediting.com. I'll explain a simple trick for finding out the going rate in your market. Then you can set your own fees with confidence. Some editors pick a number out of the air. Some spend excruciating hours calculating their needs. The worst pick a rate close to what they earned on salary. I'll explain why that's disastrous later. It can feel like a shot in the dark, trying to nail down the market rate in your area of expertise. Here is a quick and dirty calculation to get you going. First, find a job ad for an editor in your subject and product area. It's best if the job is in your city of choice, too. You'll understand why in a minute. Got that job ad? Good. Now divide the annual salary by 1,000. Just move the decimal three places to the left. Got it? So if a job commands a salary of $50,000 a year, a freelancer will have to charge $50 an hour to clear the same income. This covers overhead and benefits too. It works reliably well for editors since we have a pretty low overhead. A computer, some software, internet access and office space. We're in business. We don't have van loads full of tools to buy, for instance, and we don't need storefront or secretarial support right off the bat. And in Canada, most medical care is covered, so we don't need to calculate that as an extra expense. Let's look at some real cases. I checked Working in Canada, a database that's updated frequently. The median wage for a proofreader in Toronto is $25 an hour. In Ottawa, the median is $31.72. So that translates to $50 to $64 an hour for a freelancer using our shortcut. What about the job boards today? I dug up three jobs that gave salary information by looking at jobbank.gc.ca, monster.ca, the copyediting.com listings, Media Job Search Canada, and Workopolis. The first is an ad for a copy editor to work in a PR firm in Quebec. For $48,000 a year, they want someone with an undergrad degree, 3 to 5 years experience writing and editing articles, web design, project management, international accounts management, and with a large and proven network of contacts in digital, traditional, and social media. So, following our calculation, if you edit in Quebec for the luxury sales market, that's how the business describes itself, you should charge $48 an hour. I might skip that one. Here's another. $50,000 is being offered for an editor in Kitchener, Ontario, who has a post-grad diploma in communications or something like that, 2 to 5 years experience distilling briefs and marketing strategies into easy-to-understand written pieces for public consumption, and experience in the financial industry. Here's the third one. $38,000 to an editor in Toronto with 1 or 2 years experience, a post-secondary education, and a typing speed of 50 words per minute. Preference is given to those with experience in a financial setting. Typing is important. And it's not very fast. So what do we have here? $48, $58, and $38 an hour for kind of beginner jobs. So if you have 20 years experience, please index your rate accordingly. Note that none of these jobs works out to the freelance rate of $25 an hour, a rate I hear offered a lot, but these three examples also require some subject knowledge, and they're not working for publishers who tend to pay less. Don't think that calculation works? Okay, do a more detailed calculation for yourself. Account for your training and expertise, the value to the customer, the cost of computer and software, internet and phone, ongoing training. Include the income you would like left over after your expenses, the cost of vacation and sick days, unbillable time on lunch and breaks, and the market in which the customer operates. That means the city as well as the subject and the product niche. The Editors Association of Canada did a salary survey of its members in 2009 and again in 2012. Average income for full-time editors was reported at $48,500 in 2009. Last year's report showed the bulk of copy editors charging about $50 an hour and proofreaders hovering around $40. One-third of all editors doing substantive and developmental work were charging $60 or more each hour. Project managers, nearly half were charging $60 or more each hour. Both of those surveys covered nearly all industries and locations across Canada. The most recent survey covered more freelancers than salaried employees. About three-quarters of the respondents were freelancers. Given that a typical editor has a productive limit of 30 hours of editing each week, I mean, your quality goes down after 30 hours. You can't sustain it. That means that they are billing a minimum of $32 an hour to get that annual salary reported in the survey. That is, of course, if we give them 2 weeks of unpaid vacation, the standard minimum, and if we assume that they can bill the maximum number of hours each year. That does not account for lulls in business or getting sick. Remember that editors sometimes go by other titles. Aaron Brenner has been writing about the various titles we find editors working under in a variety of industries. You'll find that over on the copyediting.com blog. Ever heard of quality control? That's what proofreaders are called in the 2011 national survey by the Association of Registered Graphic Designers of Ontario. Graphic designers call proofreaders quality control. They report a national average earnings of $64 an hour for quality control, and that is billed out to clients at a rate of $88 an hour if the proofreader is an employee, not a freelancer. That's on average. What's the going rate in your market? I hope you'll leave your comments on the site or tweet me at SciEditor, that's SCI, as in science, editor. To find the resources I mentioned in this podcast, check the show notes at dameditors.ca. That's dameditors.ca. This has been Right Angels and Polo Bears podcast by Dam Editors and me, Adrian Montgomery. Thanks for listening.